Well, you know, you get peculiar views of this, and of the things that we invented in the early days of Fairchild that really made the whole technology go. I'm not even sure that those were the most important, you know, that the two that are associated with the integrated circuit in making the thing that started.
The two being
the junction isolation and the interconnection that are usually associated directly with the integrated circuit. Well, I can think of two other things that, at least at the time, impressed me very much more. One of them was the use of aluminum for the contacts to the transistors. Until that time, nobody had any idea at all you could use one metal to make contact with both the emitter and base. And I remember struggling with all kinds of metals to try to do this, and one day Bob said, "Why don't you try aluminum? And for everything we knew, aluminum shouldn't work." I said, "Okay, I'll try aluminum. It worked beautifully." And that was a major breakthrough, and you got us around a huge hurdle in that technology. And there was one other similar thing that's not so obvious with respect to making good transistors that he threw out the same kind of way. So these were both cases of proposing something that I really thought wouldn't work when you made the proposal, running out and trying it and having it get us by a significant barrier. Bob was very good at coming up with ideas like that.